The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
It's 5 questions on random animals with my pal and trivia host, Cam Molidor from Wreck My Podcast. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and I am recording this today on a super rainy week in Los Angeles. It is super, super wet outside, and the rain is really coming down like cats and dogs, so they say. I tried to explain that phrase to my daughter the other day, and she said, I have never seen a cat or dog come out of the sky. What the hell are you talking about? So that was fun. If you like podcasts that have trivia questions in them, you've come to the right place. We put this show out every single day, and you can hit subscribe on your device to get a new pop culture trivia episode on your device daily. Today's episode is all about animals. It's kind of a totally random one. A little quick chat with my friend Cam Molidor. Cam hosts trivia for me at Pocock Brewing Company in Santa Clarita, California, just across the street from Magic Mountain. If you've ever been to that theme park in the LA area. And Cam and I sat down and he quizzed me on these 5 animal questions. And I think I did pretty well on these, better than I thought that I would. So you can listen to our chat, and you can also check out Cam on the weekly and sometimes twice a week Wreck My Podcast, hosted by Jordan Zeilinger. You can find that wherever podcasts are found, and it's great for nostalgia and pop culture and just thinking back to the 80s and 90s and all the stuff you loved growing up, if you're about my age. And even if you're older, you can go, oh, I remember those things. Or if you're younger, you can go, oh, I should know more about those things. Like the girl the other day who had never heard a Michael Jackson song besides Thriller. That was quite a conundrum for her. She goes, I don't know any songs except Thriller, so I'm not going to be good at 80s bingo. I couldn't believe it. And it was crazy. But she had a good time at the trivia party nonetheless. You guys can find out more info on me and play in trivia with me by going to my website, triviawithbuds.com. Click around and see what suits your fancy. If you want to play live trivia, if you want to answer some questions online, if you want to find more podcast episodes, all that is available at triviawithbuds.com. Without any further ado, we're going to jump into this episode today with Cam Molidor on animals. 5 questions coming up. Here we go. Sitting here in Santa Clarita, California with my friend Cam Molidor. What's up, Cam?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How's your long winter break going?
It's going fantastic. I think I have about a week off.
Yeah. Still. You teach at a private high school, and you've been off for 6 months.
Basically.
They're like, you have six months off for the holidays.
This is my 4th week off in a row.
Very cool.
Getting paid the whole time.
That's amazing. So you're just on a little mini vacation here.
Yeah.
Just doing podcasts up the wazoo, they say. Eating a little bag of unwrapped Snickers bites.
I
love that they're like, listen, you don't have to worry about wrappers. I know how much time that takes. These are unwrapped, like dog treats. Enjoy these unwrapped Snickers bites.
I've eaten over like 2/3 of this bag in 12 seconds.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah. Very good. I get the bag of chocolate chip cookies from Albertsons, and I eat it almost before I get home. It's 18 cookies.
I'm surprised that there's even an Albertsons you can go to.
There's like one. There's actually a couple as you get further east where I live. This is a good podcast banter. We're talking about trivia, and Cam, and you got a fun sweater there, howling. At first, I thought it was the Wu-Tang symbol.
It is.
But then I realized you were leaned back, and I just saw the bottom, and I assumed that was the Wu-Tang symbol, and then you sat up. It was like a magic eye, you know, it popped out. Now it's a howling wolf.
Yeah.
That's going pretty good.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
And you are my most requested trivia host. How's that feel?
That makes me feel really good.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
You're doing a big charity event over in the Valencia area?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a place called Pino's Palette, where you used to work.
I used to work there.
They requested you. They said, can we have cam? I said, it'll be $10,000.
Yeah.
They said, it's a fundraiser. And I said,
$9,000.
Yes. Yeah. You get $100. It'll be a good time. So that's coming up on January 16th. It's a Wednesday night. I'll be covering for you at Pocock Brewing, where you usually host every Wednesday, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
And it should be a fun little January here. And you have some questions for me on a certain topic.
I said,
surprise me. See if you can quiz me on 5 questions. What's your theme?
Surprise. It's animals.
Oh, boy. Animals. Okay. Yeah. Just general.
Yeah. I wanted to do Pokemon, but I just wanted to avoid all the bad Squirtle jokes we were going to make the whole time.
It would have been a nonstop Squirtle-thon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to ask me some questions about animals, and I'm definitely not going to get these right. Yeah, so I'm going to say I'm going to get 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Number 1. Only 2 mammals lay eggs. Name one of them.
Platypus?
That's one of them.
Yes. I don't know why I knew that.
Do you know what the other one is, by chance?
A mammal that lays eggs? Is it something stupid like a platypus?
That's pretty stupid, yeah. Its name's really stupid.
A Snuffleupagus? Is that a real animal? Is
eggs.
A Snuffleupagus a real animal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very hairy. Yeah, heffalumps.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a spiny anteater or a duck-billed platypus.
Oh, okay. Spiny anteater is what you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They eat ants.
That's what they do.
Yep. I heard that from the name.
Usually.
Very good. The rumors are true.
Number 2.
Yes.
What type of creature is a Portuguese man of war?
Real quick, I already got my quota, 1 out of 5.
Yeah,
you so
did.
I feel good about that. The rest of this is just cruise control. A Portuguese man of war, I think, is a fish.
What kind of fish?
Swimming one. One of those swimming fishes. Really swimming around. It's a jellyfish.
It is a jellyfish.
Nice.
Oh, you're 2 for 2.
I know animals.
You do.
I do have a couple of dogs. So, should be pretty easy.
That's good. That's good.
All right.
I'd be really concerned if you were like, oh, I've got a Portuguese man of war.
I do.
And you know that's the most poisonous jellyfish on the planet. You know that. Like, if you get stung by... Yeah, the way you said that was not okay. No, but a Portuguese man of war, like, if it stings you, you have, like, 12 minutes to live.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that
so that's,
happen.
Like, macabre for your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
Largest mammal's got to be a whale.
It is a whale. What kind of whale?
It's a big old whale. One of them big old whales. Blue whale?
It is a blue whale.
Nice.
You're 3 for 3, Ryan.
I'm feeling good about this.
Yeah, you're a regular zoologist.
Yeah,
here.
I'm pretty good with animals.
Yeah.
One time I had a fish named Sharky. And he died very quickly. And then I got those dogs. And here we are. We're all caught up. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
And the dogs got you back.
Yeah.
I don't know what accent they want.
All right. Number 4.
Number 4. A murder.
Squid. Next question.
5. Number 4. A murder is a collective group of what?
Oh, that would be a crow because of the Incubus album, A Crow Left of the Murder.
Yeah.
It's like... You've been reading my live journal,
and you've
just acquired questions from things that I've posted
and
from 2001 to now.
Absolutely.
Is there a live journal still available?
I don't think. I don't know.
Someone should buy it.
I don't know. Why did we both look at Jordan about live journal?
Because not only would he definitely have one, he would totally buy livejournal.com.
Yeah, he would.
Like, guys, I'm bringing it back. Hey, want to go to Vegas? Nah, I'm waiting for a bus. Nah, I'm Jordan. Nah. All right. Next one, number 5.
Number 5. What type of animal is known as a Mexican hairless?
Cat.
That's a dog.
Damn it. The one thing I know about because I have them.
Yeah.
I thought dog first, but then I thought cat because you have cats, and I thought you were going to do a cat thing.
A cat is a type of dog. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a type of dog.
A Mexican hairless is a...
Your
you have a Mexican hairless?
Mexican hairless. Your dog's a Chihuahua mix. No, a Mexican hairless is like one of those creepy dogs that looks like a chupacabra. Listen to Wreck My Podcast about our cryptids episode.
Oh, what are those cats that look all...
Oh, Johnny has one, and it's not neutered yet, so it looks like a scrotum with a scrotum.
Oh, a double scrotum?
Yeah. It's
just... You have one?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to get along with your cats?
I don't know.
It's technically my sister's cat, but yeah, no, it's a...
I'm going to be in a Lifetime movie called My Sister's Cat as well. My Sister's Cat. It's very offensive
yeah,
movie.
Aren't they called like an Egyptian hairless or something?
Yes,
like that?
That's right. That's maybe what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Something hairless.
Yeah.
Rachel gets one on Friends at one point. She's like, I always wanted one. And then
I've never seen a single episode of Friends.
All right. Well, get some and then watch the show.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Get some
Friends.
I thought you meant get some Egyptian hairlesses and then watch it.
Cam, those questions were fantastic, mostly because I aced them, most of them.
Yeah, you got
four out of five.
You got 80%.
Do I win an unwrapped Snickers bite?
Yeah, you can have as many as you want.
All right. Very cool. Jordan, feed me one of those. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it. If you mix a unwrapped Snickers with a Tall Boy Diet Pepsi, the room explodes. And we don't want to lose all your awesome Funko Pop vinyls, Jordan. Jordan, thanks for hosting this double podcast recording in your office.
Yeah, it was fun.
And, you're welcome.
And Cam, thank you for the amazing animal questions. Anything you want to plug before you get out of here?
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and listen to Wreck My Podcast on, everywhere.
Yeah, do it.
And I'm a regular guest host on there, I guess, or co-host or whatever the hell. I'm pretty much Jordan's co-host.
Love it. Wreck My Podcast.
It's Jordan's thing. And if you subscribe to our top tier Patreon, I draw you a picture every month. So
that's amazing.
Cool.
And I go to wreckmypodcast.com, the brand new website, and see all the fun stuff about a show about pop culture and nostalgia that you will just love. New episodes every
Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
And sometimes Monday and sometimes Friday.
And sometimes Monday, sometimes Friday. Cheers.
Bye. I love you.
There it was, a fun chat and discussion about animals with the crew from Wreck My Podcast. Jordan, thanks for letting us record in your office. Cam, thanks for the great questions on animals. If you want to play trivia with Cam, if you like the cut of his jib, you could play at Pocock Brewing Company every Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Santa Clarita, California. You can also play with me on Wednesday night at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California, around the same time. And you can play with my friend Matt Jones over at Turnbull's Tavern the rest of this month in January 2019 in Whittier, California. Those are just on Wednesday. You can see all my other live trivia event schedule shows on triviawithbuds.com. Thank you guys so much for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.